Ich bin an.
Ich bin an, ja, das ist der andere. Ich habe es nicht um es zu machen, es würde mich fühlen. Ich hätte so das auf dem Token. Yes, please. Talk to you. You made me again. I did manage to sort out food for tomorrow.
Did you? Really? That's very tough. You managed to be alright. I'm telling you, between doing everything else.
Well, there was no Columbo for starters, but maybe this
You did try, did you? Oh, were you disappointed?
It was a pathetic film on, I don't know what it was about, but it was pathetic. What's happening tomorrow?
What do you mean, what's happening?
Well, what is it tomorrow morning and evening and things? What is it tomorrow morning and evening, and what are we going to do in the afternoon without the mother and things like that?
Coach.
I know you're coach, but you know what I mean. Are we inviting anybody? I know we're not inviting anybody for lunch because we said we couldn't cope without, but it'd be quite nice to.
We should do something, yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking, perhaps we could go with somebody somewhere. You know, like walk by a canal or something. Perhaps if it's snowing, it wouldn't be quite so conducive to tripping about. But if it's quite nice weather, it'd be nice to invite somebody along. We saw the last one.
No, it isn't. They've
oh.
had them more frequently now, and they're getting it more and more infrequent now for the rest of the year.
Mm.
22nd, I think, next week.
That's Mother's Day, 22nd. Is it?
Mother's Day's a fortnight.
29th.
Chocolate
organising
party on Tuesday.
Is that one to party, please, on Tuesday?
We talked about that one.
It's alright, you don't think of party. Well, I want some cake. That I don't bake and neither does my mother.
Yeah, I'm not telling you mother.
So
I have to get one.
It better be a nice one. Trot into Marks and Spencer's, they have some amazing shapes in Marks and Spencer's that the children will enjoy.
Really?
I do, they might be expensive. Tesco's are probably cheaper. Remember that Tom and Jerry one I got for Tim? Because I couldn't afford it, this was it.
Well, leave it up to me. I'll see what I can get. I'll get you something.
Thank
all
you,
right.
dear.
Is that alright?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll just make the rest of the tea sort of salad-y. I've told you what we're going to do with Chris, haven't I?
Taking him around to school, taking him to Tesco
yeah.
for lunch.
Is that naughty? McDonald's and Tesco's in all week.
Right, rest of the week we'll be back to it. Try and have some of the tea.
You what?
After the meeting again on Monday night.
On Monday? Where are we going Monday?
I think it's Sue's house.
Oh right, the big parish wine. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not dyslexic in this week. Oh, I'm having Jane for a piano lesson.
Which day?
Monday.
Oh,
that fits in quite well. So I couldn't remember what I was doing on Monday, but we said sort of tentatively Monday would be probably quite a good day. I think. It's better than Thursday, isn't it? So could Tuesday night be Inspector Morse night? Can we not take her home?
I'm afraid.
Well, she'll have been here all day, won't she? So she might want to go home.
She wants
you tell
to tell
her we're
all
going
to
watch Inspector.
Her wedding for the third or fourth time. Will she have watched Inspector Morse? She went to worship Inspector Morse on a Wednesday night. Does she like Inspector Morse?
I don't think she watches it normally.
It's
I bet she would. She loves anything like that. A bit of a body. Imagine it might be too complicated.
Yeah. It was, I remember reading in the paper, it's been filmed at a house which no one's ever been allowed to go in, even the great, some one of these country mansions. It was not Rugby Hall.
Right.
And even people who write about
it was not Rugby Hall. It can't be Rugby Hall again.
Well, that's the point. It was some country mansion in Oxfordshire.
And how did they get permission then?
They somehow managed to persuade the owners, apparently it was great, very difficult to persuade the owners. And nobody else has ever been allowed in this place, not even historians who write about famous buildings, even they've been refused access.
Where is it?
Somewhere in Oxfordshire.
We don't know where.
For a really magic name.
So, this was about last week's episode?
I think it was about last week's episode. It seemed to imply that it was last week's episode.
It seems we've got one spare video if we don't get it watched before Wednesday.
Well, that's the only chance.
Oh, yes, you went to Maryland tonight.
Yes, she
did. About your dad.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't about your dad, it was about my birthday. Because she'd realised that it was my birthday and what did I want? So I said, send me a cheque and I'll go and shop. And so I said, I don't think how much that'll turn out to be because she's quite generous, isn't she?
She is a bit. Did you tell her to anything?
No, I didn't say anything. Just said, send a cheque. Anyway, I asked her if she'd heard from your dad, and she has heard from your dad. Apparently on Friday, he went to see the consultant, and next week he's got his first, and then she didn't know if it's radiotherapy or chemotherapy. He has to go trotting into Mexico 2 or 3 times a week to have it. I don't know how long it's going to go for, or what it is exactly. I thought it'd be a good idea to ring your dad up and see. But at least things have moved, and at least he's gone there. So I'm pleased really, are you? Interesting that they've done it so quickly, isn't it, after seeing him, because he thought that once he'd seen the consultant, it would then take some time to get the treatment started, but they must have got themselves together over that.
Yeah. Or they realised that they can't get away from us again.
Yeah.
Got to
get moving. And presumably whatever it was the GP had given was helping, except for that thrombosis. So I don't know whether you have to ring him tonight, it's too late tonight. No. Perhaps you could ring tomorrow afternoon when the children are up. Well, they love talking to them on the phone, don't they?
I know they do.
We can prime them up on what to say, the types of things to talk about, so they don't get mown down or something.
So he's going to go in, what did he say, 3 times a week?
I don't know. She just said a few times a week, and I think it sounded like 3. Because she was wondering how he would cope with driving and everything. Well, I hope not. I mean, no, he won't be able to drive, but presumably your mum can do that. Or they've got hundreds of people there. He's always driving people into Mexico, so I don't see why they can't drive him. I'm sure they will, because they're very good, aren't they? I mean, look at that woman doing her sheets and stuff from the church.
It
would be nice if we lived there, but we aren't. So. Yes, but we could ring up, so that would be nice to live. And write as well. Double dose.
Yes. Poor dad.
Well, it's sort of poor dad, but at least it's dad that's...
It'll be painful as well.
And it's hard. It's
in pain anyway.
He was in pain anyway, so it must stop. I don't know. What does, you see, Eileen's having this. She's having chemotherapy, isn't she, by medication,
right.
Is that right?
Well, she takes all these tablet things.
That's right, she has a sort of massive dose every now and then. And that makes her feel, what? She's not in pain particularly, is she? More sort of dopey.
Well, chill out for a few days,
I don't know. We talked to Mary.
Over to sex with him.
Oh yes, that was it. I wonder how bad it is, that's the other snag. We don't really know how bad it is, do we? Perhaps he will be able to say, you know. But whether he'd tell us over the telephone, I don't to think you'd ask. I think he would, wouldn't he?
I think
amazing how a cat can go that quick.
What's
that
like it?
Do
give them your blessings now as they enter into this new relationship. And you promise to give them your deepest love, understanding.
I have a cracker.
During both good times.
I had me egg yesterday, so I'll have a cereal today. Are you not feeling very well?
Yeah, far too much open to eat. We've got a whole bowl right to overflowing. Then of course the bees come.
We're going to a sick machine.
Do you want some of your clothes?
Marmite. Please, Marmite.
Right, shall I do the marmalade for you then?
Which half do you want? Do you want some marmalade on it? Yeah. Which half do you want the marmalade
on? Yeah. Were you feeling alright before you started eating? Yeah. Oh, I see. Then don't try because I'll do it in time when it's the marmalade then chocolate. I would put that down. Not really.
Do you want me to spread it for you?
Seriously, yeah. You want some milk? That's all over the place.
No, just over half.
No, Marmite. No, Marmite.
Aww. You're having a lot of milk, Chris.
And I like it. He made the breakfast with the milk.
I want to
and you have to wash up. Mum, I want
to I'm just up on getting milk for that bad, is it?
I wonder which something on the telly room. Where am I going?
No, no, we're not watching anything on the telly.
Why?
Where do we normally go on Sunday?
What?
Where do we normally go on Sunday?
Yeah.
Scrambler today. Have you seen your scrambler badge? Because I can't find it.
I've not seen it, Mummy. I've not seen it at all.
To the church.
Church today. Yes, you get to go to scramblers. Christopher.
I shall feel as if we live there all weekend.
Of course.
I know where the eggs fall and bite. It's upstairs. My brother. That's a marmite.
Pardon? You want a coat? Why do you need a coat, particularly what you're wearing? Pajamas. Why don't you get dressed?
I'm not cold.
You're not cold. You just want to be cuddled.
There's a lot of toes.
Have you been to the toilet recently?
There's a lot of toes with marmite.
Try it. Helps you feel better.
There's a knife.
That made it better, that bit.
Oh, good. That's probably your trouble if you've been eating too much. I think so. If he does that just kind of thing.
Before I could stop him, he bought his.
Oh! I want some. I haven't got enough.
Good morning, dear. So nice to see you this morning.
Thank you, Mummy.
Are you tired?
There is, as you may just be aware, an election in prospect, and the churches are preparing to make their own particular voices heard in the forthcoming democratic process. Currently discussing the feasibility, even the desirability of strategies with two prominent Christian lobbyists.
The first of the two immediate proposals. Well, I think you should get dressed rather than do that, and then you can have to be covered up when you're dressed. But then you'll be warmer, especially around your feet.
Keep on saying you are cold, and then you're saying you're not cold, you're shivering.
One or other of the parties. Now I'm the shopping. You.
How have you managed to get marmite around your eye? Did he look ill before he started on his breakfast, did he?
I got all vouchers because I need the fountain for Daddy's cracker. Mom, I didn't tell him 23
days. No, you didn't. No, you didn't all this week. We owe you 40p. Thank you.
Do
you feel sick or what? Just achy. Tired. Do you need a box? I just have one handy, that is. I'll bring your clothes down for you if you like. Sit down.
Perhaps you'll feel warmer when you've got some socks on your feet. Are you going to be safe? Save me a cup of tea, dear. Have I eaten my toast? Got that Marmite near his eye, do you, Daddy? Explorer badge for Christopher. Scrambler badge for you. Right, you can all lie down now.
Bye.
Do you want a cushion for your head? Thank you, Tim.
I've got it. Well.
Thank you. We'll just put it on the little table here, look, for a bit, until it's time to put it on.
I everything pink. I'll grab a sweet next to die.
Oops, a daisy. Rice Krispies on the floor.
So don't it feel sick? There's the bowl, okay? No, just leave it on the edge. You don't want to fuck his nose. That's it. There again. There's some more of Daddy's socks. You're putting your jumper away first. Cute. You all right?
No.
What's the matter? Your jumper goes in not the bottom drawer, but the next drawer up. You found it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's coming where I put it. It's coming where I put it.
Oh, that's in with your trousers. So if you take your jumper out.
Yeah.
Put it in this one, that's the jumper drawer.
Put the jumpers in here, please.
Yes, please.
Put the jumper in there.
The jumper's in that one and then the bottom's in that one. There's some more pyjamas. Where will they go?
Here.
Mm-hmm. I think there might be more pyjamas. I'll go and
do it!
Don't you? If you leave that drawer open, I think there's more pyjamas to come, so I'll get them for you. There you are, there's the tops to the pyjamas.
I just closed the cupboard.
Right. Same drawer that you put the jumper in, that one goes in.
Same jumper.
Mm. No, no, wait a minute. There's something here the same as the jumper again. That one.
No, we got dinner.
Those are Daddy's, okay? Daddy's socks. You know where you put in Daddy's socks?
In Daddy's room. I just put it in this one.
Right.
Look.
Wonderful. Now the bottom drawer over there, you can put my jumper in. Now the bottom drawer, look. That's for things like this. I'll put these in there. Right, down below now, you want to the bottom drawer, right at the bottom. Yeah. No, that's the middle, that's it, the bottom one's come out. That's the one. Yeah. Jumper can go in there. The other side, look, where there's a space, can you see?
Yeah.
You don't need to stuff it in, it'll just fit there. Thank you. Now we have here your pants and socks and trousers. That's your bottom drawer.
If you put those in your mother's on the floor. Come on.
I'm coming.
Where's the socks?
Right at the bottom.
This.
Mm-hmm.
This one.
Yes. And the pants and the trousers. Now these are all Christopher's ones. I'll put those in Christopher's drawer. And it's just your vest now to go in the same drawer as your jumper. No, that's trousers. That's it.
It's not much too open.
Yeah, that's because the drawers are a bit peculiar. Right. Good, I think we've done it now.
We haven't.
I think we have. The rest is all ironing, so we take that down to the ironing basket. Alright. Let's go and leave Daddy in peace.
I'm going to take it with paper. Where's my paper boat?
There's some paper in your bedroom. Some on the floor there. Look, why don't you take that downstairs and use it? On the floor?
No, wait, I want my boating one.
Your boating one?
I'm going to make a daddy.
I don't know which is your boating. Oh, I know, it's in my bedroom. She was making mummies all over it. Are you coming downstairs now? Your lift what? I'm not giving you a lift down the stairs. Come off it, yeah. Timothy Bevington.
I'm going to
kill you now. Why don't you sit down and bump down like you usually do when you want to go fast?
Wow.
Hello? Are you still feeling pathetic? I thought you might have recovered by now. Are you hurting? Or are you just tired? You're hurting. Well, I'm not coming up the stairs. I lift you down the stairs. I'm perfectly capable of coming down yourself. Down on your bottom and I'll catch you at the bottom. Right, ready? On your marks. Get set. Bump. Gotcha. Well done. Ha ha ha. Put a notebook there. Daddy's notebook. Oh, I shouldn't lose that. Has that come out of his pocket? He's probably got in it all his train numbers.
What?
He's probably got all his train numbers in. I don't think these trees are going to grow, do you?
Number book.
Oh, yes, I can see one little seed. Hey, look at this.
Where?
In here. One very, very tiny little seedling coming up. Can you see a little spark of green just there? Just one. Oh no, there's another one. Two.
I showed to the
front. I don't know if you'll see it over there. I think it might have to be in the light. Here, look. Inside here. It's meant to be bonsai trees, but I don't know if they'll ever materialise. Somebody gave us one for Christmas. Can you see? If you look very carefully, you can just see a couple of little green shoots starting to come.
I can see one, and I can't see another. Mm-hmm. I can see one in a big lump.
One in a big lump.
Green one.
Hello. Okay, can I feed the fish first? Because these poor fish haven't been fed yet.
I'll sit down.
Just hold on. Just got to finish doing the jobs.
Is it meant to be a tree when it grows up?
Well, it's meant to be a bonsai tree, which looks like a tree, but it's only very small, like that high. But at the moment, I think there's lots and lots of seeds. I think there could be about 15 trees in there so far. That fish came swooping up to the top then to see what you were doing. No, then, Tim, not too much, all right? These are fish, not sharks. Go on. Wait, look at that one's for hungry.
Oh dear! Why so large.
Not too bad.
A a tiny bit.
Only a tiny bit now. Yeah.
Just a tiny
that's
bit.
That's it, Connor. That's it, lovely. Put the top on.
Put the rock on.
The fishy got mine. When the bug that bit in.
No, just put the top on.
A bit more in there.
What's with you? Why don't we take that to the kitchen and it'll be out of the way? It looks rather funny, that toast box. I think that lid's a little bit large, do you? The lid, do you think it's a bit large? No. Oh, I think it's alright. Hold on. These poor fish are going to be able to jump out of there if they need to, don't they? Oh, ah, ah, ah. They're probably used to it by now. Come on. Ow! My toe! Right, what are we drawing?
Daddy!
I think you need to go to the toilet, don't you? Yes. Oh dear, it's not one thing, it's another. It's just damp, actually.
It has to be, it's
dried up. Yeah, I just think it's just sort of starting.
If you go down and you catch me, if you go down and catch me.
Well, let's wee first, shall we?
It's no poo. It's no poo. It's no poo.
Right. It was a good job I noticed, wasn't it? Would you have noticed? Mm-hmm.
If you flush the toilet and you go down and catch me. You go down and catch me.
I like sitting on this one.
No, if you sit here and look under that, over here.
You can bring it here. I've got that down now, I can't cope, I'm too old. Go on.
I'm going to get this first.
You're not going to draw first now?
No.
No.
Because I said I'm going to read this.
Okay. Yeah, your airplane's upstairs. Don't you do it? Off you go then. What, make the airplane?
Mummy, have to colour it because it's some people, the cooker. Colour.
Cooker.
No, colour.
Colour, right, okay. Are you going to get some pencil crayons to do it with? Listen, instead of getting ordinary crayons, because I think you should just get pencil crayons because otherwise we'll never be able to use them. Pardon? Rosemary's got some Lego.
He's got a boat. A little boat.
Oh, lovely. Actually, those won't be any use, will they, Tim? Can you see those up there in the engines? Those will be the best. Shall I come and help you? Because I don't think you'll reach.
The long one it is. You'll see the names on them.
Oh, right.
We'll see
the
engines.
Or even better, look, these ones. These will be best for our job. Should we do it at the table?
Yeah.
Do you want to go and get your aeroplane? Because I can sit at the table and colour with one hand and make aeroplanes with the other.
Mine!
No, his aeroplane. Right, are we ready? Here's somebody going to the dentist in this book. Do you, darling? Oh dear. Are you coming, Tim?
No, not yet.
What are you doing?
Come on, let's clap.
hear you properly. I don't know what you're talking about.
If you have...
Yeah, I'm not listening properly.
If you have blue...
I can't hear you, love. You have to come talk to me in here.
No, if you have blue... If you have blue...
Because Tim's talking to me as well and I'm not being that clever.
Blue. This is blue. Oh.
Oh, it's broken, that one. Tell me again, tell me about Christopher Wallace in the playground.
Yeah, what? Oh, it's in the playground.
You were in the playground.
Oh, I found someone in the playground playing with the divider. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened? Mm-hmm. I was just walking back to go.
Well, I don't know. Presumably it wasn't.
He's a bear.
Mind you, if you were going the same way as you wanted to go and he was going the way he wanted to go and nobody wanted to move, then you would bang and it would be both people's faults. You do need a bin, you're right. It's over there.
But I was just turning around.
Bye-bye!
If you look after the bins.
I'll look after those.
With the bin.
And while you're at it, with the bin, get yourself a tissue as well and wipe your nose. The trouble is, you see, if Christopher's doing what he wants to do, you're doing what you want to do, and then both of you crash in the middle. It's nobody's fault particularly, is it?
I didn't go like that.
Well, you've got to do. You've both got to learn.
I was there, and Jemima was there. I was there, and Jemima was there. Chris was there.
Mm.
And I went round there, and he went straight into me.
Yeah. I suspect that one day you'll both learn to look where you're going. And both move out of the way. So nobody needs to bang into anything.
I didn't see him coming and he saw me coming.
Are you going to get that aeroplane?
Yeah. I know what number we're up to. Number one. Aeroplane.
Ah, you've already wiped your nose. You've wiped it over your cheek.
Look.
What a mess. Right, what are we doing now? Sharpening this?
Yeah. Because you have that blue. If you put that in the bin.
Shall I help you? Because I don't think you're getting very far, are you? Did you put it back in his pocket? No. No. It's short, do you?
I don't know where it is.
Hello, dear. Are you sorted?
I can't find any books.
What books?
Well, you know, the feeding stories, the little ones. There's only two I could find.
Well, that's because they're all in a pile, love. Somewhere.
Well, they weren't. Well, I've had a look at those piles. They didn't include.
Didn't include what?
You were suggesting I should read a story on either Feeding the 5,000.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you...
Or something like that.
What
maybe
you
mean? Fine. Well, they weren't the ones that were that was all.
I didn't care what it was. It was just kind of, you know, a story that I thought they might know.
No, there we go. I'll put that to one side.
Those happen to be the children's, that's all.
Does that matter? I'm not bringing them back.
As long as you bring them back, it won't matter.
Yeah.
As long as they don't want to borrow them. Just
yeah.
Because I thought it wasn't very fair to lend out the children's story as opposed to... hours, because I had loads from when I was teaching, so with that I've donated those because our own children will never get through all that. Oh, remarkably well, considering. Oh, we've got a green Jesus here. This little girl is still in bed, and we'll make her blue then, shall we? People are a bit blue, are they? Actually, I don't think they are really, you know. Do I look blue?
Yeah.
Wear blue clothes sometimes, don't you?
I've
you don't usually
blue
have a blue
one. blue face.
You don't usually have a blue face. Still, when you're drawing, you can draw anything really. You might have a red dress. Oh, it's pyjamas, I suppose, if they're in bed. Or a nightie. I'll give her a red nightie.
That's the sky. It's all...
Yeah, that's supposed to be what he's thinking, that he's got little blobs coming from his head.
Why?
Because he's thinking about Jesus. I think he's going to the dentist or something and he's a bit frightened. So he thinks about Jesus.